All right, 6:11 p.m., Monday, January 27th, 2025. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Any changes to the agenda, additions and or deletions?
I don't have any.
Okay. Privilege of the floor. We have Jacqueline here, Marilyn Prue, and myself. That is it. So moving on. Action items, minutes from the special Board of Trustees meeting that was held January 10th, 2025. I did not see any issues with those. Marilyn?
Nope, I thought they looked good.
Okay. I will make a motion to approve the minutes from the special Board of Trustees meeting January 10th, 2025 as presented.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, I don't have a signature line on here. Yeah. All right, minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting dated January 13th, 2025. I didn't see any issues with those as well.
I thought they looked good as too.
Okay. I will place a motion to approve the minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting dated January 13th, 2025 as presented.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes from the special Board of Trustees meeting that was held January 14th, 2025. I'm looking at these. Actually, I typed them up. I don't see any issues with them.
Yep, nope, they looked good as well.
Do you see any issues, Marilyn?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect.
They look great.
I'm like, wait a minute, these look familiar. Done a lot of these lately. All right, I make a motion to approve the minutes from our special Board of Trustees meeting dated January 14th, 2025 as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes from the special Board of Trustees meeting on January 17th, 2025. Again, I didn't see any issues.
Nope, they looked fine to me as well.
Okay.
Can I change that title? Should it say combined special trustee meeting?
It says special joint.
Where?
Right underneath.
Oh, on the minutes, not on the agenda. But it does on the minutes.
Okay, but not.
Yep, it doesn't on the agenda, but it was a special.
Yep.
Yes, it was a special joint Board of Trustees meeting that we had on January 17th, 2025, with the Village of Orleans, but it is on the minutes.
Got
so
it.
I think we're good. What do you think, Marilyn?
I think they look good. Yep.
Okay.
Good.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from the Special Board of Trustees joint meeting that was held January 17th, 2025, as presented.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the last one, minutes from the Special Board of Trustees meeting dated January 22nd, 2025. I didn't see any corrections. They look good.
Nope, I thought they looked good as well.
Okay, motion to approve the minutes from the Special Board of Trustees meeting dated January 22nd, 2025 as presented.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving right along, bills and warrants.
I make a motion to approve the bills and warrants as presented.
Yep, you had a chance to go through them.
I did have a chance to go through them.
You verified the funds are there.
Yes.
Okay. I will second the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, schedule change for our Board of Trustees meeting starting in February 2025. Because of our arrangement agreement that we have with John Morley and the Village of Orleans trustees for him assisting us with or providing us with the management duties, he would like to attend our meetings, and so he has asked, because apparently Orleans meets on the same evenings that we meet.
Yes.
So I am proposing that we make a schedule change. We kind of discussed this, too, at the joint meeting on the 14th, was it?
Yes.
Or 17th. It was the 17th.
Yep.
So we had discussed it on the 17th, and I believe that Tuesday evenings were going to work. So we would do the second and fourth Tuesday of every month instead of the second and fourth Monday.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Same time, 6 p.m. I'm also going to propose that instead of coming down here in this big room, Chipper had mentioned it at one other time that, you know, the trustees used to meet upstairs, and then if there was a need for a bigger space, we would do it down here.
Okay.
But I think it's fine for us to go upstairs.
Well, I think it was, too, because they had the big letter sifter thing on the back table.
Oh,
there.
Yes, the sorter. So
the sorter.
Yep, and
so
the sorter is now gone.
The room's all cleaned up, and the table is empty, so
okay.
It'll be good.
So moving forward, I am going to make a motion that we change our Board of Trustees meetings to happen on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month starting in February 2025, starting at 6 p.m. still at the Barton Village Memorial Building, but in the back upstairs office.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Annual village meeting warning. I don't know that we can act on this tonight, because I still only have a draft copy of it. I had emailed back and forth with Crystal on it a little bit.
Okay.
And you were going to add an article.
Yeah, we can talk about that and be on the same page, and then give everything to Crystal and say, everything looks good, add this or don't add this, and we can, get a special meeting, you know, right after work or something, Thursday or Friday, just to approve it, if you'd like.
Yeah, I think we just need to add in the percentage for the different different articles for the different departments.
Yes,
which are on the budgets. So we have that, and then you needed to add your article.
What we had talked about was to have a separate line appropriation for paving.
Right.
Because the way that the budgets, we passed the budgets, is we only taxed out about $5,500 for paving. And that was to add to the paving fund and be able to pay off the loan that we have on the paving.
Right.
It's not putting anything in extra. Now, the actual payment is around $31,000 a year. So, trying to keep the taxes low, we just thought maybe we would put a separate appropriation, and people can decide if they want to put extra into the paving fund or not.
Right.
How I have it here is $25,500. That, along with the $5,500 or $5,450 that we already have in the budget, would bring us roughly to that payment of $31,000.
Okay.
Okay. If we put this appropriation, the second one, on the warning, and they don't pass it, then we still, with the $5,000 that we have through the regular budget, we can are able to pay off that paving loan.
Okay.
Okay. And if we do this, it would be an additional, like, if we did the 25.5, around $48 per $100,000 value of house.
If that separate article is passed.
If that separate article is passed.
Okay.
Right now we have, between the village, the highway, the water and sewer, the total budget that we've passed and that the voters have to approve is $49.82 increase on a $100,000 home.
Okay.
Jacqueline, do you have any thoughts on that, or?
No, I like the idea that it's going to be placed up for them to make a decision.
Right. I just thought.
It makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah? Yep. It truly does.
So I just had put up to see if the voters will authorize an appropriation of the sum of $25,500. We can change that, but I just figured that the $25,500 plus the $54,000 makes close to the $31,000 that we need
right.
to make a payment. To the paving restricted account, such funds to be used for the village municipal roads and direct the trustees to access a tax sufficient to raise the same.
Yep.
Very
leave
nice.
It there.
Yep. Okay.
So
can you get that to Crystal?
Yep.
I had emailed her to say that there was a version somewhere, and I actually found it, but it had draft on it, so I just copied and pasted it. So I do have, I created my own separate Word document of this draft
mm-hmm.
that was provided to us at our last meeting. So somebody doesn't have to retype this, I
okay.
guess is where I'm going
yep.
with it. But we need to fill in the blanks here for the percentage or the amounts or whatever.
Yep.
So will you...
I will send her the verbiage of this
okay.
to be added to the warning.
Okay.
And do we want to go with the 25.5?
I think it's... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we can ask for less, but it's... You know, we got to start somewhere.
Right.
So we'll...
Yeah, no, we'll I think that's appropriate.
Okay, so I will get her this verbiage, and we'll say the warning looks good, add this on it, make it a... original, and we will stop by.
Yep.
And sign
I'm gonna. I'm actually. I've got my laptop right here, so I'm going to attach the copy and paste that I did today.
Okay.
So that we have, she has something to start with or to go by.
Okay.
I also have my meeting with Vermont City Leagues and Towns on Wednesday morning.
Oh, yes, for the Roberts.
For the moderator
yes.
and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
I hope they tell me how I can. I don't care about anything else. I just want one certain thing. How am I supposed to read this and in what order?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good at helping.
Yes.
And I did send out an email to Andy asking him to look at that podium to fix it.
Oh, thank you.
So I'll have to just keep an eye on it, that's all. Because I don't believe he responded. Let me just... All right, I'm sending Crystal that email right now. Done. Okay.
So we won't make an action on this. We'll just say for now, Crystal will review it. She'll be in the office tomorrow.
Yep.
And then if she's all good, she can send it to us. If it's good, then we'll just make a special meeting, whatever's convenient for you, like Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
To come in and sign it.
Either works for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Me too, whatever.
So we'll figure it out. We'll just have to get it. If we're going to do it Thursday, we'd have to post it by Wednesday.
Yep.
So we'll see what she says, what Crystal says tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Moving along. So no action taken on item K, Jacqueline.
Yep.
L, driveway permit application. Andy and John met with Art LaPlante and I believe Jason Seacard. They filled out a permit on behalf of the Orleans County Fair Association to construct a new curb cut and driveway to gain access to their back field off from Elm Street. And they want to commence construction as soon as it is allowed by the permit. I spoke to both Andy and John via email that Andy approved it and had no issues other than he wrote down here, looks like a 24-inch culvert to be installed. Vision is good, must maintain water flow and directing same on the property. And John just emailed me and said that he reviewed everything and he didn't have any issues with it as well, and he approved. Okay. So I was asked to bring this to the board for discussion and possible approval so that they can move forward sooner rather than later.
They want to do a curb cut?
Yep.
They're to the backfield of the campgrounds up on Elm Street?
Yep. It's 357 Elm Street. And they are constructing a new curb cut and driveway to gain access to the backfield.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And this is the Fair Association. So I don't have any issues with it, especially if Andy and John approved and they're okay with it. There's pictures here, but they don't really mean anything to me, so.
Yep, I'm good with it as well.
I have no idea what that is. I don't think that goes with them.
Maybe not.
Probably not. I probably better go put that back up there where I got it. Okay. So I am going to make a motion to approve the highway access right-of-way permit application that was completed by Art LaPlante on behalf of the Orleans County Fair Association to construct a new curb cut and driveway to gain access to their backfield from 357 Elm Street here in Barton.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So today is 1/27/2025. Moving right along.
I had a clip.
You. So, with the, I'm going to see if I can find this email now. With the new tax sale regulations and laws that Sheila Martin attended a tax sale training back in December and notified us that it was encouraged for a motion to be made at a future meeting. There would be a blanket motion to cover any upcoming tax sales, which will allow attorneys to collect their fees, and it should be made for the fiscal year. I don't believe we've done this yet.
No, we have not.
Okay, so I added it to the agenda to be done. Do you recall this email, Marilyn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And then she sent me a reminder just last week and said, just a reminder if this hasn't been done yet. because she is actually preparing to turn over some properties in the near future. So, with that being said, I am going to make a motion that states we, the Board of Trustees for Barton Village, authorizes the tax sale attorney to assist the delinquent tax collector, which currently is Sheila Martin, with a tax sale for any properties that are going through the process for our current fiscal year, which is 2025, and back, just to cover anything that might be still out there pending.
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So do you want me to repeat that, Jacqueline? Here, let me just give you this, because I read it from an email.
Oh, cheater.
I did cheat. So, moving on to discussion items, just wanted to give you a quick update on where things are at as far as the FEMA updates. Crystal and myself are now active. I think Crystal has been. I think I was, but I wasn't active, actually, and I'm currently still having an issue with my passcode to log on and need to get reset for a second time. But we now have the grant portal through FEMA, and we worked with, mostly Crystal worked with Andy to get our disaster inventory sheet completed for FEMA, and our state representative, her name is Alana Hoffman, and then our FEMA rep is Maria somebody, very, very nice. Both ladies have been a huge, huge help for us because we took this over. Unfortunately, we only have until February 11th to get the disaster inventory locked in. But there was an email today that basically they're just looking for one more dimension.
Oh, great.
For something. And and I know Andy got the email because he was on it yesterday, and so is Crystal. So I'm hoping they'll wrap that up tomorrow.
Okay.
So we should be all set as far as that goes. There was a call on Friday. Crystal got a voicemail from somebody with the state wanting the physical addresses for the two buyout properties because that process is still moving forward, and they're handling it and doing it all, but this person did not have the street addresses, so I provided that information to Crystal, and she was going to call that woman back with the state to give them the street addresses. I think they're going to do a site inspection.
Well, I think one of the things they have to do is a BAT inspection to make sure that the buildings are
safe to tear down?
Yeah.
Really?
That there's no bat communities there.
Oh, seriously?
Like, seriously.
That there's no bats living there?
Yeah.
And if there is, what happens?
I don't know what happens, because we have one in Orleans, and that had to happen. They had to do a
protected species?
Must be something.
Must be.
But.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Did I type this right? You and Crystal are now connected to the FEMA grant portal?
Yep.
It was. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Basically, it's an Excel spreadsheet of all of our damages and projects detail as to what happened, where we're at, that kind of thing.
Nice.
So then we can move forward, you know, what the costs are, estimated costs, that sort of thing. So that's still moving forward. And then for department operational update, I just have a few things. We need to follow up on and put this on John and Crystal's radar. And I will work on an email to follow up with, I believe it was Steve Farnham, regarding the tariff rider.
Yep, that's, for the fairgrounds.
Right, that's still under review with the PUC. It's been a little bit, so I would like to see where we're at with that.
Yep.
So I will email. I'm going to create an email tonight or tomorrow that goes out to John and Crystal, probably John, just as a heads up so that he can. I know he's aware of it, but just so he knows it's still on the radar pending. Now, the on-call service. Everything is still going well with New England Call Center. I believe I was told that you are contacting them with a call schedule now.
Yes.
Is that working out okay?
That's working out fine. I'm getting an email every weekday if there was calls out or anything like that, and it's working fine. So
okay.
I can be the contact for that.
Okay.
The only other thing I need, if you can find it, is VT outages for Barton Electric. I need their sign-in information for that. And that's, like, I go in daily for Orleans just to say there's no outages or that type of thing.
Okay.
And Barton should be doing that as well. So I just need the sign-in information. And if you can't find anything in the office, I can call the head of the project and just see if I can.
I wonder if Crystal has it or knows it, because she probably used to do it for us.
At one time, yes.
Right.
Yep.
If not, there might be something upstairs.
Okay.
I'll look after the meeting.
And I will take care of that as well.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. Wastewater department. So Crystal, Amy, and myself worked with Mike Maynor with Aldridge and Elliott to get the USDA grant completed and submitted on time. It was due on the 24th. We did get it done. So that has been completed.
What was it that you submitted? I'm sorry.
It's a USDA grant application.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, our previous department updates said that the village's portion of it was complete. However, it wasn't. Mike still needed information from us. But Crystal and Amy were great in helping me get what we needed so
That's
that
great.
We could get this done, because this would have delayed the project, potential project, I should say. And this is a USDA grant that if we get it, they're going to cover 85% of the project cost. So it was absolutely necessary for us to get this done. So I was very appreciative of both of them.
Thank you as well.
Yes.
Thank you. You're welcome. Mike Maynor emailed us today. There's also another additional funding option that he recommended that we apply for in the event that USDA didn't go through, or if, I guess it's, I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's very competitive financing. So he also wanted my approval to submit for that.
Okay.
And he said he would take care of it, and I just said do it.
Okay.
So that has been done. I emailed him that today, and I CC Crystal and Dawn on that, so they are also aware that I told them, go, do what you need to do. Let us know what you need from us. So that also has been done. So next we'll have to, you know, start working on, you know, getting the information out there and then scheduling public meetings like what we did for
with the hydro.
Because I'd like to keep this project moving forward, because it absolutely needs to be done.
Yep.
Great. Water department update. No update. I do want to update you. So I did confirm on our disaster inventory with FEMA, we were able to add the dredging of that.
Great.
Yeah. We're hoping that will go through fine. And in the email today from one of the site inspectors, he got all the information he needed from Lucas. Lucas was great. I guess he talked to him on the phone last week. As did Andy, and so he got all that information. So that is on there. So hopefully,
great.
we'll get that covered because that's kind of a big expensive project too.
What is the dredging?
This is for the pond, the sediment, to remove the sediment from the that has come in from the flooding. Mm-hmm. Into, I want to say it's the pond
before the reservoir.
Before the reservoir.
Or something.
Because Lucas really believes, as does a couple of the people he's talked to, I think, with the state, that the reason our TTHMs, thiolomethanes, were 2% points over is because it needs to be dredged. It's dirty. You know, it's murky. So we're hoping that that will take care of the problem. And that was part of his plan of action or plan of correction with the state that they approved. So during, I don't know, meeting 2 or 3 meetings ago, I said, hey, well, then that should be part of our FEMA disaster. And so we had that added, and actually it's on there, and it looks like it's going to go through.
Nice.
So
apparently at the school, there is still the misunderstanding.
Yes, there is. I've had a conversation with the principal. It's not her decision. It was the facility director's decision. I will tell you that when I'm there for basketball and people are like, oh, you can't drink the water. I'm like, drink the water. It's fine.
That's what I told the person that had brought it up.
So yeah.
It's one of the fretting and bartenders.
Yeah. And I said to them, I said, do you honestly think that if the water was not safe, that we as trustees would be letting all of our village residents drink the water?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so, and I said to my son, if your water bottle is empty and you're thirsty, go drink it out of the fountain.
Yeah, that's fine.
Any news on the test from the well water?
Nope. So that was on here, too, that we need to follow up on. The results that I'm aware of, unless they've come in since then, they still had not come in where they blended the two.
Right.
The original, the well came in, and she'd reported out on it at the last meeting that it was high radon, which we expected. But the blended, we still didn't have the results on. I haven't heard that those have come in, so I've got it marked down here that we need to follow up on. So that will be a part of my email to John and Crystal in the event that maybe they've seen it.
Okay.
And then they can update us. The highway department, I emailed John and Crystal last week to let them know that our highway certificate needs to be done by February. Andy's also aware, so they can get on that, and hopefully it can come to us to approve at our next meeting because that needs to get done. So that is also on my need to follow up email list.
The only thing that'll change at all is
we need to add Sunrise.
The Sunrise Ave.
Yep.
And I don't know how that is the in order that it is. Like, it might, with the lawyers and stuff, I'm not sure.
We did get direction from Kevin Kite on that, and he said that we could add it.
Okay.
So
it's 0.009.
Okay.
That's what it's been.
So it just needs to be added.
When it was on, and then it got taken off.
But in my conversation with Andy about it a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago here in the office, because I asked him about it, and all he really said to me was, I don't understand how we picked up. I think it said it was like 9-point-something miles. He says, we've always had 6-point-something miles. I don't know where the other 3 came from. And I said, well, you need to look at that and let us know. But it's not gone anywhere. So, but now that John's on board, I know aware of it because I sent him the email. I forwarded it to both him and Crystal, but I will send it again as a, hey, we need to get this done. I mean, I can approve it, but I don't want to approve it and have it be wrong.
Right.
So we need to follow up on that.
What is that document called?
The highway certificate through the state of Vermont?
Yes. Yep. That's when we get our money from the state, it's based on that certificate.
Right.
Class 1, class 2, whatever.
Right. For the village department, the only thing I wanted to let you know is Amy had come to me Friday. I was in the office briefly, and so was she. And she wanted to let me know that our senior accountant HR administrator job position was still posted in the Chronicle with it basically needs to be edited because it has our business manager email address on there, which is currently not being monitored and or receiving emails. So we need to edit that and repost that, but I think that probably should be a discussion for next meeting. I just want to let you know I told Amy to call the Chronicle and have them pull the ad for now.
Okay.
Because we have Amy doing it on a contracted basis for now anyway, so yep. It is getting covered. And I only knew of two applicants previously, and who knows what's out there that's come in on Indeed mm-hmm. that I don't have access to. So,
can anybody get in that email? Or
I don't know if it's something somebody from VEPSA or Crystal can do.
Okay.
Can check on her.
I would think that it should have been set up so that this is secondary access. Right.
I'll add that to see on my follow-up email.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's all I have for department operations updates. Other items, any other business?
I can't think of any.
No?
No.
Okay. I do have a need to go into executive session for both legal action and personnel. So it is 6:47 p.m. I'm going to make a motion that we go into executive session to discuss under possible legal action 1 VSA statute 313A1E, as well as to discuss personnel issue 1 VSA state statute 313A3.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 7:26 p.m. Monday, January 27th. We're coming out of executive session after discussion. I am going to make a motion that due to the office delay in submitting insurance enrollment paperwork for an employee, that we will pay this person's bill that they presented to us at 50%.
I will second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Our next regular board meeting will be on Tuesday, February 11th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the back office upstairs. And I am going to make a motion to adjourn at 7:27 p.m.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.